just thinking about everything that happened to me this week. It was a good week, man. It was a good week. Didn't get invited to Dunk's 250th.
Oh, we started?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I've never looked through it. How are you going?
Good, man.
What's happening with you?
So I was outside GMHBA Stadium. And...
You know when you actually messaged me?
You think I was?
I sort of... I was like, I don't think you have, but I don't know. Like, I don't... Now
I'm going to check. So
now, one other thing that I think is happening right at the moment. We're in the studio. We just have a cookie jar here. And I've got some remnants of cookie in my mouth.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure you have some in your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's gone.
Your cookies. So for everyone, that first bit, I messaged you Saturday night saying I was outside GMHBA Stadium.
So I went to the GMHBA Stadium.
You did.
Stadium.
And I said, security aren't letting me in. Can you please let me in?
No, I actually genuinely thought you might have been there. I wasn't sure. Because one of your mates actually messaged me and said you want to catch up.
Who was it?
Nathan.
Oh, Nathan Harrison. He was there. Friends,
yeah.
Did you say hello to him or not?
No, I didn't.
No, yeah.
No, fair, I was too big. I was in the box, man.
Fair enough. Did you have a few frothies?
No, I drove.
Did you?
Yeah, I drove.
And drove home?
I drove up, drove home. Fucking hell, that was a nightmare. Should have stayed up there. It took me like literally, I didn't get home till about 1 a.m.
Good effort though, by the Roos.
Yeah, good effort.
They had to drive home as well. I have to come over the back of that, so that would have been tough. It's actually pretty hard to get done by 110 points.
You know what was really funny?
You texted me halfway through saying they could get done by 200.
No, the fact that like before the game, we were in the box and we're just chatting with everyone.
About me?
And what about you? And then after that, we go like, you know what? Tonight's one of those nights where Geelong are either going to win by like 200 or it could be a really close game. And 16 seconds in, when Dangerfield stormed out of the centre bounce and just put one through the middle within 16 seconds, yeah. I was like, fucking hell.
It's 200 points.
And everyone was going like, oh, nah, you know, the quarter time's not that close. I said, mate, Cats have had like 30 scoring shots in the first quarter. They've missed like all their points. And Geelong and North Melbourne, I think like one of the boys kicked one on the siren. They're going off like they won the grand final. They're like within 9 points. And I was just like, oh my God, this is not good.
It was
in all seriousness, I actually feel bad for him. Mm. Like,
yeah.
What? How do you fix that?
Glenn Archer, get him involved.
I've been there. We've been at a club like that.
Too.
And it's not fun, man.
It's not a great time.
It's not a great time.
It's not a good experience when you know, you generally know, so you finish a game Saturday night, recovery, day off, awesome. Then Monday, you know 7 days until you're getting, well, on the Monday you get reviewed, which is shit, and then 7 days time, you're going to get absolutely pantsed again.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, like, on that, people say, oh, you know, they're not training hard enough. Mate, they'd be training harder than anyone right now.
Literally.
They would be training harder than any team right now, North Melbourne.
Yeah.
So, look, I know we like to have fun, but feeling for North... You know who I really feel sorry for? The supporters.
All the one-game memberships out there.
All the one-game memberships out there. I just feel sorry for them because it is shattering. It's hard watching your team go through that.
It is. Well, it was pretty entertaining.
It was, yeah, it was good.
Some of it was good.
It was good. I must admit, though, sting it.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's celebrating. He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.
So I must admit, we were there watching the game with the family. The last quarter, Mitch was really, you could just tell when it's a 250 gamer.
He wanted it.
He really wanted a goal at the end. And the amount of times he was running around for the handball and then like they'd miss him and then realise it was his game. And then credit where credit's due, Mark Blitzars is the best bloke of all time. He's marked it with like 5 seconds to go and just... Literally, North knew, I think, that they were trying to kick it to him. He had, like, four blokes on him.
Unreal.
And Blitzars just kicked it to him because they just didn't think, like, we've covered you so much, when they're not going to kick it to you.
Yeah.
And he just kicked it there and he marked it and had the shot. It would have been such a good thing.
It would have been like when I played local after footy. I had nine for Wandon.
Nine goals.
Oh,
my God.
And the quarter, obviously, trying to kick 10.
Yeah.
And everyone coming to the midfield was going for me, but they didn't realise six of the backmen were on me and they could have just ran forward to an open goal themselves. They kept kicking it to me every
great.
Time.
Yeah, when you're
it's
hot,
like,
you're
boys,
hot.
You need to think.
When you're hot, you're hot. That's it, though. But I do want to say one thing.
You know how I love
Tasmania?
You love Tassie, you love vinyls, you love drinking water.
And I'm talking about geographically. Love Tassie.
Okay. Yeah.
Swan Hill.
Mm-hmm. Adelaide?
I haven't been Adelaide yet for a while, so they're not on the list yet. Geelong.
Yep.
Second time Geelong's really impressed me.
Oh, you see the boys or not?
I did see a couple of the boys.
Who?
Rozza.
Oh, Rozzy.
Rozzy.
Peter Riccardi there?
Peter Riccardi wasn't there. Saw Blitz.
Blitz.
Guthers.
Guthy. Both Guthies or just one Guth?
Just one.
Scott.
What I want to say is that how good the ground is up there. To watch footy from,
is it?
It's unbelievable. Have you ever watched a game from there?
Cold, yes.
It's freezing, but it's awesome. They were walking around. There was a bloke shucking oysters.
Wow, what?
Shucking oysters in the crowd. Weird. You walk around, you give an oyster, like fresh oysters.
Weird.
How weird is that?
That's not on.
It was weird.
Terrible.
I had one.
Did you?
But it was weird.
You went down there, no, yuck.
It was weird. Anyway, how are you? Enough about that.
Oh, mate, good weekend. Yeah? Did I hit 106 and 109 in golf?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
How good's that? Where'd you play?
Flinders.
You remember there now?
I remember. I got one more card to go.
What's your golf link number?
I don't have it yet. I've got to get my
Give
my
it out cap. To everyone.
No, I'm no way. I'm not doing what you did. You played on the weekend, I was told, by lots of people.
I did play on the weekend.
Handicap went up?
No, it actually didn't go up. It went up the weekend
before.
You had
before. A bad round, though.
I had a bad round the
weekend
before.
I was told.
Yeah, no.
So I played one more card to go, and then I have my handicap. I think my handicap, what would 106, 109 get me in handicap?
You'll probably be off the same as me, I reckon.
No,
I'm off 22.
You? No way. I'll be off 30 plus, I reckon.
You reckon?
106 and 109.
Mate, that's not that bad.
I reckon?
No, it's not that bad.
So I give you three cards, and I get my handicap.
I don't know what you'd be off, but you'd be off, I reckon, maybe 25-ish.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Considering I can't get off the tee. Oh, I can't drive. I cannot drive.
It's all coming together for me. Like, I genuinely, I have all the attributes of a pro. Like, I can pump it down the fairway, hit a baby draw. I can literally cut my irons. I can run it up. I can putt. I can do this. But I just can't do it all at once.
But I have
the capability.
You show
of
glimpses.
Doing that. I seriously just show.
You're like me.
Sometimes people see me out there and they go, wow.
You like what Malcolm Blight said to me when I was 21. If he put it all together, he could be anything.
Oh, literally. If I put it all together, it'd be scary. I'm going to London next week.
You are. I'm just on the golf thing. Okay. I'm the best 30 plus handicapper you've ever seen.
No, I'm the best 22 handicapper you've ever seen.
You reckon?
Yep.
Okay, well, you're going to UK, are you?
Yeah, I can
you're
hit
on
baby,
Love Island, bro.
I can hit baby draws.
You're on Love Island.
I am not going on Love Island. I'm going to London.
You're an intruder on Love
Nick
Island.
Nick Kyrgios, we get in there on the night that the final's on.
Mm.
Won't go to it.
No, you won't.
But
you're in Love Island.
Still.
Did you actually get poached for Love Island?
Yeah. How do you think I'd go on that show, honestly?
They'd eat you alive.
They'd eat me alive. Literally. I couldn't deal with it. Literally. I could not deal.
Okay, let's put some rash shirts on.
What's that?
Rashies.
Oh, my God. Stop talking to me. I'm going to the UK, which is going to be fantastic. If there is any cloggers over in the UK that are listening, we would love to catch up. I want to see you over there.
Do you reckon there's anyone in the UK that knows us?
I don't think so. But if there is...
Oh, you should hang out. You should say, hey, guys, I'm going to be at the Big Ben.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Big Ben.
Yeah.
And wait
Meet
for
me.
Everyone.
Wait for everyone
I'm going to do
the
photo with the guards out the front.
You know they don't move?
Yeah, I know.
You should try and make them move.
That. You sold out of Sippy. Now, when you say sold out of Sippy, does that mean you sold out or you just sold your shares?
No, oh God,
company?
No. No one's bought Sippy off me yet. Oh God, no. No, no one's touched that. That is not a profitable business at the moment. Oh, boy. Because you know how we said last week about all those end of financial year purchases?
Yeah, no, they were wrong.
So it turns out you can't claim some of them on tax. The 5 Range Rovers aren't going to be put back into my bank account. So that was a weird thing that I went around with that.
Yeah.
End of financial year. But no one's touched Sippy. No, I've sold out of Sippy beer. And that means I have to get more beer, which puts me further in a hole.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So I'm now...
Oregon's doing one off.
Hey, but there is some more coming in August in stores as well.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah. When we drop. We're going to have an event in Carlton.
Yeah, I just fell asleep.
Should be good. Back to the home ground.
I just fell asleep.
Back to my old home ground.
Man, the Blues suck at the moment, eh?
Do they?
They lost.
They don't suck, though.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They're good.
I know. I was joking.
They're trying their hardest. I did watch. Did you watch UFC yesterday?
I didn't. But I saw highlights. I watched Alexander the Great. He beat Max Holloway.
What's his last name?
Volkanovski. I've had him on Dylan Friends.
Have you?
I know the bloke.
Oh, has he been on Dylan Friends?
I had him on Dylan Friends before he beat Max Holloway the first time.
I reckon I could knock him out.
No, you couldn't, man.
Honestly, reckon man. Me and him were in 6 rounds in the UFC ring, I'd knock him out.
Oh, no, you couldn't. Do you know, he's like, so I'm a piss hand.
And
I'm
small.
Not, he's saying, he's up to my shoulder.
You're saying you could bash him?
No, I couldn't. We had this is no word of a lie. When I were in Sydney, when I was up in Sydney about the Giants, I had him on the podcast. It would have been in my 12th, episode 15.
You
episode.
Got him.
He came
him
in
at 12.
Came in, full tour of the Giants. He thought I was like a star of the team.
Wow.
Fooled him. And we were in there like hanging out. He stayed for ages. We even did some grappling. Like, I've got a video of it. Like, he put me in a headlock and shit. I literally thought I was going to die.
Yeah, you would.
He's the strongest bloke I've ever seen. Nicest guy ever. And now he's gone on and he's pretty much, like, am I wrong to say he's the best in that weight division ever?
In that one, he's dominating.
Which wasn't Max Holloway the best, and he's beaten him now twice in a row.
Three times. They're saying he's the pound for pound best fighter in the world right now.
Yeah.
He is unbelievable.
And I'm really good friends with him.
Well, I still feel like...
I'd say that I'm really good friends with him.
I reckon I could break his jaw. If you put me and him in the UFC
don't
ring...
Don't ever speak about him like that.
It takes one absolute
don't ever
fucking
speak about
haymaker
him like that.
From me,
He
bro.
Would literally kill you, man. He would kill
I'm
you.
I'm telling you, it takes
Speak about my mate like that.
One of these absolute right left fist bad boys, and it's lights off.
That's
Alex.
That's your right.
Yeah, it is my right. It's my right fist. Yeah. One of these to his jaw. Turn the lights off,
man,
Alex.
Man, he'd absolutely smoke you, bro. Don't even speak about him like that. That's disrespectful.
Okay, well, Israel Adesanya, he fought as well.
He's Australian treasure.
And I reckon I could beat Adesanya as well.
No, you couldn't. What did you do on the weekend besides that? Do anything interesting?
I hit 1-0.
I'm so fucking boring these days.
You know what? I woke up to an interesting article from Sydney Swans.
That was a bit harsh, I won't lie.
What the fuck was that about? Sydney Swans.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't read it, but what did it say?
So Luke Parker played his 250th game, and we were just in the same draft. But mind you, 100 other kids were as well. So instead of going in off the bat of this article saying, you know, Luke Parker, rah, rah, was from wherever he's from, and, you know, it's how he came up through the system and how he's got 250 games.
Yeah.
They start the article like this. Thursday, November 18th, 2010. For the second time in 25 years, AFL draft was not held in Melbourne. Daniel Gorringe, now best known for his exploits on Big Brother, his role in commercials on TV and having a reported 6.1 million followers on TikTok, went to the Gold Coast at pick 10. Okay, well, you're wrong. It's 6.6 million, so fucking do some research.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, having a reported, just go on and check. Who is this? Are we saying names? Then he goes, he went on to play 26 games for Gold Coast and Carlton. Not quite like Brownlow medalist Patrick Dangerfield, Coleman medalist Harry Mackay, or Swans at Young Gun Nick Blakely, who were all drafted at 10 in different years and still playing the AFL.
See what's happening here? You're giving him exactly what he wants here.
But it got worse.
You're giving it airtime.
And then he says, but it got worse. It fucking got better, Peter.
You're giving it airtime.
Well, I just don't want to be compared to Dangerfield, Harry Mackay, or Nick Blakely.
Good players.
Great players, but poor Nick Blakey's been thrown in there with a Coleman medalist and a Brownlow medalist.
Yeah, it's a weird flex of the article, I won't lie.
It's just, and I get what they're doing there, it's for clicks.
Clickbait.
And I, you know, sometimes to get some little fish, you put a big fish on the hook.
Yeah.
And that's
and
what I am.
And you shouldn't have rose.
No.
But you did.
I did. I bit hard on it. I didn't appreciate it. So please.
Did you go back to him or just to the Sydney Swans?
I researched. I know where he's on LinkedIn.
Oh.
I see him in a message.
Oh, no.
Same.
Put that in an email.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about this further.
Put that in an email.
He just left me on scene.
Defamation. Defamation.
Who do you think you're, Peter?
So you hear that F1 crash.
F1 crash.
First time seeing it. This could be, this is actually really serious.
You should read it to everyone.
So
you love your sport.
Shall I read the article?
Mm-hmm.
All right. British Formula One Grand Prix at Silverstone red flag due to huge crash on the first corner. A huge crash has marred the start of the Formula One British Open Grand Prix. British Grand Prix at Silverstone, forcing the race to be stopped just after one lap. Wow, 142,000 people there. The very first corner after Alfa Romeo's Zoe Guanyoi was left upside and down behind a wall, which is fucking scary. Imagine going that fast and crashing your car. He's put out a tweet though.
What did he say?
He said, I'm okay, all clear. Halo saved me. Thanks for everyone, your kind message. I'm assuming the halo is that thing around their head.
Halo saved me today.
Like as in the, you know, when they're in the car.
Or is it
and
religious?
It's got like that.
Maybe metaphorically.
I don't think
Jesus
he's meaning
saved him.
I don't think he's meaning that.
Could be. No. Maybe he said corner one, Jesus take the wheel and saved him.
Don't think that's what he's saying.
Someone said I haven't sung for a long time.
No, but that's okay. We don't.
Jesus take the wheel. Make me come out of this crash just fine. And then he did because then he tweeted, which was good. So did you like that one? I said Jesus take the wheel. Make me come out of this crash just fine.
Curious.
How good's Nick? I know you spoke about Brett.
Yeah, we spoke earlier. It's good. I'm so torn on some of the things he does, love.
I'm all
like,
in.
As in, I'm torn as in, do I love it? Do I hate it? But overall, I love it. I think he's great for the game, like really good for the game. But the funny thing is, after everything, just say all the things that people might be outraged that he's done, this game was nearly the least controversial he's ever been. The other bloke was the one hitting the ball at him. He hit the ball into the crowd at some other young kid and everything. Tits-a-pass.
Yeah, that was not. Hey, his last name's Hilmi.
Who?
Nick Kyrgios.
His last name's Hilmi.
Yeah. That's a funny middle name.
His last name or middle name?
His middle name's Hilmi, Nicholas Hilmi Kyrgios.
How do you know that?
As if we're not calling him Hilmi from now on.
How do you know
Hilmi.
That?
Hilmi. Wikipedia. Yeah.
We get to that, though, just quickly on that, the part that was crazy that I love, and just let me take you into the mindset of a
professional athlete. Let me take you in there also then, LeBron.
And I know this because it's the opposite to what we did.
Mm.
If you don't know what happened, they had a bit of a fight, they were getting each other's head, and obviously Kyrgios got under his skin massively. Yep. Massively under his skin.
In his mind.
Tsitsipas lost it, he was hitting balls at him, hitting balls in the crowd.
Tsitsipas.
Then after the game, Tsitsipas, am I saying that right?
Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas was saying, like, you know, he's a bully, he's doing all these things, he's bad for the game, he's bullying me, he's bullying me. It's like, mate, it's a one-on-one game. Don't
literally
admit to Kyrgios that he's gotten under
his
skin.
Your
he's literally living rent-free in your head now.
Literally.
Like, forever now, Kyrgios has it over
I know.
Him.
Well, it's like I'm in Rocket's head all the time.
Exactly.
And he pays me rent weekly. Yeah, he did. I love his. Imagine an AFL player doing like the press conferences that he does.
I love it.
Like, he so just does not care. The way he sits, like, just goes back.
It's
at
almost
him.
Like he's acting. He went in with the food the other day. He was like eating his meal. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, he's doing it so well.
Yeah, he's doing it great.
But he's into the round of 16 and against an unseeded American. So he's literally Kazakhstan's.
As it stands, it's because we're on Monday. So the game's tonight.
Oh, sorry, the game's tonight. So you'll hear this and it would have been resulted. But I think he's literally earned for a week's work already $250,000.
Wow.
Which is fucked.
Crazy.
And that's literally one deal for me with a stacks truck.
Yeah, no, I've never seen
so
that.
So if I did
before,
three, yeah.
It's like,
that's crazy. So if he does, if he wins tonight, which again, you'll all know this by Wednesday, he's in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I'll probably catch up with him over there.
Same.
Also, I will probably do that. I'll probably
just
do that.
Just turn your mic up. You will.
On to other news.
Yeah. What have you done?
I was just thinking about something.
What?
I can't remember.
Boardies?
Yes.
Curious. So you can read your mind. Yeah.
Boardies versus budgies.
He's 100% a boardies person.
Whoa.
100%.
I don't think he'd wear the budgies.
I don't think he'd wear them in public.
He needs to get some.
He'd wear it in private at home.
He needs to get some.
He does.
I think that would really win over the public if we got him in some budgies.
Yeah. He'd definitely be like a middle of the shin type boardie operator.
I don't think he'd be middle of the shin. I think he'd be boardies.
Yeah, and because he loves basketball, that's why.
True.
He'd wear Nike Dunks in the water.
I love that story in the press conference when he said he referred to playing against people in basketball saying
dogs.
That they're killers and dogs rather than like a world number 4 tennis literally. Player in the world. He's saying that he's playing against
dogs
that are harder to play against than one of the best tennis players in the
he's
world.
He's literally playing a non-contact sport going, I go up against dogs.
I love that.
How could you ever go up against a dog like an absolute brawler in tennis?
So
you're not allowed to hit the other person.
So cool.
You know, back home, they're scrappers, they're dogs, bro.
I would love to see him try and play basketball.
He's really good.
Apparently he's good, but isn't he playing basketball against...
Lauren Jackson.
No.
Oh.
What's the other tennis? Bernard Tomic.
Bernard.
They want to go...
What's up with Bernard Tomic?
They want to go into a fight, a basketball game against each other.
It's Bernard Tomic here. I just want to say that Nick Kyrgios, what you did at the Wimbledon was extremely disrespectful, and I would never do that. What's Bernard up to these days? I'm going to go on his Instagram right now. Is he?
Yeah.
That's his flex to everyone. When everyone's like,
he's
hey, Bernard, why don't you just be a good bloke and play tennis? You can still make some really good money. He's like, I've already earned enough money. I don't need to do that. Bernard, you're going to run out of money.
No,
cockhead.
No.
Oh, sorry.
He's rich.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm going to look
really
at him.
Rich. This week, Dan, funnily enough, changing topic here. 3 times Michael Jackson songs have been completely pulled off the internet after allegations he didn't actually sing on them. Is that actually true?
Didn't there?
Okay. I thought that was a gotcha. I'm always living on edge on this podcast. Yeah, I don't know when you're joking or not.
3 Michael songs vanished. I'm pulling the article now because they're removed. Yeah. Amid the allegations, he didn't actually sing them. According to The Griot, Keep Your Head Up, Monster featuring 50 Cent and Breaking News are no longer available around the world.
Crazy.
Estate Sony Music believe the continuing conversation about the track is distracting the fan community and casual Michael Jackson listener focusing attention where it should be. Okay, I don't know what he hasn't sung those songs though.
No idea. But it says here the Michael Jackson estate apparently owns the rights to music from Bob Dylan, Elvis Presley, Eminem and other artists. So that's weird. I don't know what this means to be honest or if we should be commenting on it, but this reminds me of Shaquille O'Neal because I'm pretty sure if this is down the same path, that Shaquille O'Neal owns the rights. Like, once an artist passes away, you can buy the rights to their music
and then you have
the music.
Your catalogue.
So it says here, Shaquille O'Neal just revealed how much he owns Forever 21, Elvis Presley, and much more. So it says, Shaquille O'Neal recently blew the internet away with a small sneak peek of his extensive financial portfolio. This is what he quote. He said, I don't like to seem that I'm bragging, but I'm going to ask you a question. Who owns Marilyn Monroe? The former basketball star asked 2 hosts of reports. Who owns Elvis Presley? Who owns Forever 21? O'Neal continued. Who owns JCPenney? Me. Wow. Although the father of 5 stepfather did not actually clarify the percentage of these brands he owns or whether he bought outright, he went to explain that owning the brands is his main business. Far out. So he owns those brands. That is so weird.
Wasn't it JCPenney?
He owns 50 brands. Yeah, like percentages of 50 brands.
So he'd be close to a billionaire.
Yeah, they reckon he's absolutely...
And he's a DJ.
Minted.
As well.
He's coming to Australia soon too, isn't he?
I think so. I don't get what it means when artists sell their catalogue.
His O'Neill's estimated net worth is set to be $400 million.
We should sell our catalogue.
I don't think we'd make any money.
Give us an offer on our catalogue.
No. Anyway,
good episodes.
Super interesting. Danny Boy, GMZ.
I'm working on a big GMZ, but I need to do some more digging on
it. Yeah, okay. So you're going to start doing some credibility with your journal?
No, I'm not. No, God, no. But yeah. I'm just going to dig a little bit deeper and try and make sure this is a little bit sustainable. Rankin's leaving Gold Coast.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
That's not my scoop. I'm just let me scoop some more out of this stuff. But I have one. I'm working on it.
He's not leaving.
He is.
Gold Coast actually had a good game on the weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, they lost. Good to see you watch footy.
Sorry, I saw the first half. That looked pretty good. All right, people who, man.
People who. People who. We hate the things that these people do.
I got a couple this week. And just quickly before we move on to the last week, I had a very, very funny message sent through to Liz Cloggers. And this one's from Kyle Muir. And we talk about, like, what's the most pointless thing have you ever bought?
Yeah.
And I've got to send this photo in. Kyle sent, he bought this dog drink butler holder. So it's a bought a dog butler drink holder. Look at this when you see it.
That's terrible.
That it's is like the worst thing ever. A statue of a dog like in a red jacket that holds your drinks.
Shin level.
It's so good.
Yeah, terrible.
It is absolutely
terrible,
shocking.
Terrible.
So that's great. Now. People who, I had one for this week. Now, this is something we obviously said last week, we're over the debutante videos.
Yes.
The crowd reacted to that, got tagged in a few of them last week. There was a few that changes and they were really good. This one, this people who, now, this one has really been grinds my gears for a while now.
Yep.
And I will explain it to you and I'll let you know and let me know what you think of this.
Okay.
Because I could be off. I could be wrong. I'm often not wrong.
Yep.
But I'd be happy to be wrong on this.
Mm.
People who ask for your passwords for your Netflix account.
Yeah, don't like that.
Get your own account.
Literally.
Man. Get like.
Yeah, I like that.
Literally get your own account. I don't like want to share my account with you. I don't want to share my Stan account with you. I don't want to share my Binge account with you, my KO account. They're my accounts. When I go on and I want to watch my murder mystery,
yeah.
I don't want to have to just see that, you know, dickheads listening to something else. You can't watch it right now.
True. Yeah.
So it's people who don't have their own accounts.
I like that.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Has that ever happened to you?
No. I'm all for getting passwords and using their accounts.
You like using
I'm all for
accounts.
Doing it, yeah.
I feel like such a stinge if that even, like, happens.
No, I like that. My people who is people who try to make conversation with me in the Uber.
I love that.
The drivers.
No, I get weird if they don't.
There's a new feature in the Ubers where you can actually turn or tell them not to talk to you.
You're kidding.
So you, but when you, before
that's
you book
so
it.
That's
so rude. I'm booking it. I'm saying, please don't.
Really?
Don't talk to me in the Uber.
That's like, you're so here to, awkward though.
No, you but you're there to do a job. Like, you're not there to have small talk with me.
Oh, that's so awkward. I could not do that.
Nah. So what, you make small talk with them?
Well, I just think it's really weird if you're both in an Uber for like 20 minutes and no one's talking.
AirPods in. Don't talk to me.
I always talk
emails.
At the start, you know, do the, how you going? What time are you knocking off? Where have you been?
No.
Da-da-da-da. Then I go, hey, mate, I just need to make a quick call.
Then
I make a quick call.
No. My Uber driver on the way here was trying to make way too much small talk about weather. He's like, oh, weather.
It's no, good. I like the weather. That's good, son. That's my favourite part of communication.
I was like, mate,
favorite
please
part.
Stop the small talk. I don't want to do this with you.
No, I don't agree with you on that. I think you can have some great conversations.
Mm-mm.
Can I say, I had a conversation once when I was going up to Queensland. I was catching an Uber from there to my hotel. I had like a 35-minute conversation with this guy that, like, made my week.
What about?
It was beautiful, man.
What about?
No, I just had an incredible chat with this guy. Like, just one of those beautiful moments with someone where we were just talking. Like, he just told me his life story, and I was just like, this is fucking incredible. Like, what a ripping bloke.
What was his life story?
Well, his story was really cool. He grew up, I think, in Canada, and then he went and moved to... he grew up in Canada, then he went and moved to Malaysia for work, then he went and moved to Australia for work again.
Wow.
And then he had a family over here and then he had a little girl and then he wants to move back to Canada. And I was like, what a fucking cool story.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It was really nice.
You know what?
So that's the thing that you can lose. You can lose a bit of perspective.
I got another one.
I actually got an Uber once. I'm not even, no word of a lie. I don't know if this just happens to me all the time.
Can I please drive? Can you sit in the back? I'm happy to turn the meter on and off.
I got in the Uber once with a guy who we're chatting with and he told me that he was... like ill, and that he was going to pass away soon, and like he was just saying to me like, this is what I would do with my life if I was you. It was unbelievable. So I've had two like life changing Uber rides.
I've got a weird story that it's kind of a new thing we can just make a segment up.
Yeah,
did this really happen or not?
That really happened. Like, and the
no,
guy
no,
was
I got one for you as well.
No, he was like the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, I got one, and I was at work the other day. An employee, she went past the store and went to walk in and the store was shut and an employee was in there like, not crying, but like slouched over under the desk. And I was like, oh, hey, just walking past, noticed the store was closed. And she's like, oh, yeah, my father just passed away. And then Anna was like, oh, but you're not crying or anything. Do you want to go? Like, do you want to leave? She's like, oh, I'm not that close with him. So Anna's like, do you want to leave the store? Or
Does she know the store? Or was it just a random?
No, she knows the store. Oh. Her store. So that happened? Do you reckon that happened or not?
It's a weird story.
Yeah, I know.
I think it happened because you're telling it quite.
No, I think it didn't. I think she got surprised. She got surprised that Anna walked in.
Oh.
On her. Store closed. She's under the desk, not crying.
I don't
crying.
Think you can make those excuses. I'm not a big.
Boss walks in.
Nah, no, but you can't say that. You can't. But sometimes you can't
people,
go there.
People, I don't people think, panic though.
I don't think you can lie about that sort of stuff.
But people panic. And nah. I was like, oh, do you want to go home and call him? And this lady was like, oh, nah, it's all good. Not that close with him.
I don't think people make up lies.
So you reckon
lies.
Didn't have. All right. Did happen.
New segment on top of that segment.
Yeah.
What's the most elaborate lie you've ever made?
Oh, this is great.
Have you had one like that?
Oh.
And we will get people on, please tell
the most elaborate lie you've made up.
Yeah. Like the one that you go, well, I took that too far.
Most elaborate lie. That's great. I'm sure there's one there. I can't think of one on top of my head. Do you have an elaborate lie?
Oh,
one that you've had to think about heaps to like cover your tracks.
I think I've had like white lies that keep come back and they come back and backfire and then you just like can't do it. Like there's these ones where like, oh fuck, I'm exposing myself here. But there's these ones where like on Zoom, for some reason I'm always late to Zoom meetings and I'll just completely forget about them because I get this reminder that comes up.
You're in.
And it says like, you're in 10 minutes and then nothing else comes up. So 10 minutes later, the meeting's there and I'm like, fuck, I'm always like 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
So I have this thing that this thing that I keep saying to people when I get in. I go, oh shit, sorry mate, I was sitting in the wrong Zoom link. I've been waiting. It's like I definitely haven't been waiting in there at all. Like there's no way I've been waiting in there, and I'm just completely late.
Yeah.
But it's just like I don't know what to say.
I love that. Speaking of the Zooms, actually, we were speaking to celebrants during the week.
Oh.
And we had this, you trial a few, obviously, you know, you say, you know.
Yeah, I told you what happened with my celebrity, didn't I?
No, you haven't.
Okay, we'll get to that next.
Well, we had three lined up on the same day. One was great. It was a comedian. There was a lady who was great. And the third one was like some guy who, I don't know what he does, but he was very rushed. Anyway, he turns on the Zoom link, camera off, and goes, fucking prick, fucking piece of shit, fucking link. Like, hey, man, how are you going? On fucking hell, this fucking piece of shit.
No.
I was like, oh, hey, mate, we're here. Like, you just turned your camera on. He goes, oh, yeah, sorry, guys. This fucking prick of a thing is
cooked. So he got the job?
Nah, he's done. Yeah, so he's not doing it. It's fucked.
That is fucked. It's actually a very stressful process being a celebrant. Can I tell you something?
Mm.
So Jazz and I got married and, you know, very, very small wedding.
Mm.
Anyway, picked our celebrant, great guy. It was awesome.
Mm.
Lo and behold, maybe 5 months later, and this was a couple of weekends ago, I was out for my good mate Tim Curry's birthday. Okay, we're at the pub, hanging out, just sort of like close friends. So Jazz couldn't make it. I think she was six. She was just like at home chilling. And I've gone out and I've met, I know this girl who's like my good mate's wife.
Mm.
And we're chatting, the three of us. And all of a sudden he gets up and leaves. So just me and this girl sitting there. Her name's Mel. Shout out Mel. I actually told this on a Dylan Friends Mini, but I'll tell it again because it's a different audience. And Mel loves Liz Coggers, by the way. Say hello to Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, she absolutely loves Liz Coggers. And I'm sitting next to Mel. We're chatting, laughing. All of a sudden, you can take the man out of business, but you can't take the business out of the man.
Yeah.
So even when I'm having a few beers, even when I'm having a couple of pots, I'm still networking. I'm still hustling.
Yeah.
So we work out. I say to Mel, let's exchange emails and numbers so that we can talk throughout the week about this stuff. As I look up, I'm getting numbers. We're laughing, exchanging details. I look up. Across the bar, about six tables away, I see my marriage celebrant that had just married me and Juz like 4 months earlier. And he looks at me and then looks away. And
No.
So I'm sitting there going like, oh my God, this Mike has just married me and my missus. And he thinks that like I'm out.
Because
it didn't look good.
No, it didn't.
But I'm with all my friends and they just all left. Like
they all left.
And it was just us sitting in a booth.
You dog.
And I'm like getting the details. I look up and then everyone comes back, but he walks off. So he didn't really see it. And then I'm like trying to get out of the booth because one of those booths and I couldn't get out because I was like, I need to go say g'day and explain the situation. And I'm like looking around trying to keep tabs and all of a sudden he leaves. So I didn't get to smooth anything over. He still thinks to this day. So he's like, he's going, oh, what a beautiful, just married this couple. Yeah. We're like beautiful couple.
Weeks
they're
later.
In love. You know, the bloke's pulling his eyes out, you know, loves his wife. And a couple months later, he's
out behind her back.
Out behind her
you
back.
You dog, oh, mate. You'll see him an email saying, hey, it's not what it looked like.
Mate,
so sorry.
It was so fucked. It was so awkward.
That's cool.
And I didn't know what to do. I just had
There's no
idea.
Home, but
you
do you
reckon I email him?
Nah, you delete him from your life.
Okay.
Just say you and me are done here. Back to our most elaborate lie one.
Yeah.
My only thing I can compare that to is when I went and met with Port on the Gold Coast when I wanted to get traded from the Goldie.
Yeah, or that elaborate lie where you retired instead of that one.
So I went to their hotel room to go and meet with their coaches in their room.
Right.
On the Goldie.
Oh, when you're playing each other?
They were up on the Goldie playing us.
Oh, that's cool.
So I went into their rooms, in their hotel, walked through, past some players, and then I was coming out. Gary Ablett was there to meet Port people as well at that hotel.
Why was he meeting Port people?
He might have been going as well. But then the next day...
I think he would have been going to Port.
He must have known someone there, though.
He would have known the coach.
He would have known someone there. Anyway, the next day he goes, oh, hey, like, why were you there at the hotel? Like, Port was staying there. I was like, oh, no, I didn't know Port was staying there. I think just had a few friends there and family. Oh, Port's staying there, are they? I didn't really know that. I was in the room with Matty Promise. Just definitely being fed promises that I'm going there next year.
That is awkward.
But please send us through your most elaborate lies.
Yeah, please do. We love elaborate lies.
Deep you dig.
That'd be great. Now.
Footy.
Footy. You want to start the review?
Do I want to? Yeah, of course.
By the way, just at the start, story off the top, Kane Corns, don't want to harp on about North, but North lining up for Mitch Duncan's 250 with the ridiculous. What do you think?
Agree with him.
I agree with him as well. I don't even think, I think even like Geelong guys would have been like, what the fuck? This is weird.
What's that lining up when 250th he was getting, okay, that is weird. If he's getting chaired off.
Yeah.
Pretty respectful.
You've just
though.
Been absolutely smashed.
100 points, yeah.
Saying if they didn't do it, they would have got ridiculed anyway. So
yeah, true.
You're damned if you do, damned if you know. Nick Dacos, now the favourite ring rival, so 37
Mate,
disposals.
He's a
22
freak.
22 at half time.
He's a freak. You're right.
Thank you.
He's a freak. Absolute freak. And Darcy Moore has not done his knee.
That is good.
About that on Instagram.
That is good. I saw that. He put a photo up like this.
Did he? He said, thank you, everyone. So good on him. But the round started off when the Lions smashed the Doggies.
Yeah, Lions smashed the Doggies, 41 points. Dogs a game outside the eight now.
They don't make finals.
That's crazy.
I think the finals
are set. They were literally in the grand final last year.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with them.
Which is nuts.
They're not injured or anything, are they?
Carlton get done by the Saints.
Oh, that was a shit game.
If I should tell you this.
What?
I don't know if I should tell you this.
What is it?
May or may not have been out at St Kilda last week.
You were doing what?
I said I may or may not have been out at St Kilda last week.
At the footy club? What the fuck are you doing there? What were you doing there?
Got invited out there.
To do what? River the boys up. Are you giving intel? You were giving away Vossi's game plan. You are a piece of shit. You know that? What were you doing?
No. I went out there and had a chat with, I was out there with Jared Ruffin and Ben Robbins, who is the clinical side, doing a podcast for the Denley Foreley Centre. But in saying that, great pod coming out next week. It was awesome. Went out there and had a tour of the St Kilda
club. You piece of shit.
It was beautiful.
You insane.
It was unbelievable. They took me around for a tour.
Mate.
I had a tour of the rooms, the facilities, went down to the gym.
How dare you?
Yeah. Went to say goodbye to Jared and Geary. He's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I was like,
fair enough.
Sweet.
So why would you do that?
No, I just went out there. Business. Shout out to Claire and Anna. Down there at the Saints.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Mate, I don't play sides.
So what? So now you're a Saints fan?
Love the Saints.
Oh, you are really... You're not well, mate.
Yeah, we love the Saints.
The Bombers, they've done it.
They did. They had a good win.
What a win. Good on them.
Draper killed it again.
Always killing
Cowboy.
It.
Yeah.
Because he's podcasting now. That's why. They were always going to win that game, I think.
Yeah.
Essendon are a good team still. I know we'd have... the piss out of him, but they've actually got a good team in. Stringer was up and about.
Yeah, he was.
He was unbelievable.
I love Chad Warner as well. Young kid, good player.
3 goals, 25 touches.
Yeah,
jeez.
Huge.
The guy who kicked it to Buddy for his.
Yeah, he was one who kicked
him
up and he celebrated.
Yeah, he was.
Love that.
The Swans could miss the finals. They're eighth. Wow.
I thought they were going to win the grand final. Shows what I know.
I think there's only two teams that can win it, Melbourne or Geelong.
Geelong are really good, man.
They are
and
really
I want
good.
To talk about something when we get to the Geelong
okay.
game.
Melbourne
beat Adelaide
Oval.
Yeah, are still first, yes.
Geelong.
Beat the Roos, okay. Whatever.
Jeff Walsh is going to go nuts down there in that review, isn't he?
Yeah, probably.
Going to start firing
now,
David Noble, bringing Glenn Archer.
With this game, I need to retract a comment.
What game?
This Geelong Roos game. I need to retract a comment. A couple of weeks ago, I said something and I regret it. I said, I regret a half of it. I said, the game's boring. Game's still boring. But I said, there's no standout players in the competition.
Yep.
Not just saying this because...
No, I know this is going.
Jeremy Cameron.
Yep, I know. I knew it was going there.
Is hands down the best player in the comp at the moment.
4 goals, 3 and 30.
4 goals, 3 and 30.
It's a big game.
But like, genuinely taking the piss and just having fun out there, man. Like, he's taking the piss.
Yeah.
Genuinely taking the piss.
He's a great kick. He reminds me of Isaac Smith.
One of the best field kicks.
If you put, you can't tell who's who sometimes.
No, they look very similar.
They run the same as well.
Yeah, they do. And I think I said that last year. I think I said that last year.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, he was good. As I said, Dunko's 250th. Couldn't get me in the rooms. Obviously, he's got lots of mates.
Yeah.
You tried your best. I was down there.
I went down there. I thought I was going to shake hands and that with everyone, but they quickly ushered me out.
Yeah, did they?
Straight up.
Yeah. That was good that at least one of us were rooms.
Pies beat the Suns by goal. We touched on that earlier. Rankine kicked 4. Fantastic. Ginevan and Dacos team up for 6. Haggard's the youth at the Pies. Richmond beat the Eagles. 3.
Boring ass.
Am I wrong to say first time there was 3 Riolis?
Yeah, it was.
In a game?
Yeah.
I don't feel that's right because I thought it happened last year, but maybe one wasn't playing.
No, one wasn't playing. I don't think Willie was playing last year.
Okay, so first time three Riolis, which is unbelievable, really. That must be one of the most famous names in footy. And the Richmond
Giants
beat the Eagles.
Hawks, yeah. That was a boring game.
Yes, it was. Callum Brown, who is an Irishman from the Giants day. Oh, he didn't debut, but he kicked 2 goals.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Great guy.
Yeah, great guy. He's one of the quickest blokes I've ever seen.
Wow, what is he, midfielder? Forward?
No, he's forward. Forward. He'd be about 190.
So he kicked you out of your spot.
Strong. Yeah. Much better than me.
Wow. But,
he's playing some really good footy, so he'll be a star. I actually think he's playing forward at the moment. I reckon he's better as a third tall because he's just so athletic. Like,
at least he's small.
190.
Oh, that's not small.
He's massive.
Well, to me, a little bit.
Yeah. Dogs beat Port. This was a good game. Caleb Sarong has probably kicked goal of the year again. Did you see it?
I did see it. On the side, other pocket.
Yeah, it was great.
Same kind of thing.
I feel like I'm really picking up the knowledge on the footy at the
moment.
Yeah,
you are. You really sit down and watch some footy this week, did you?
Winners and losers.
Winners and losers.
Who's getting the mirrors?
The mirrors are going to go down to North. I know it's an easy one, but honestly, don't even bring the footies out this week.
What do you reckon?
Don't bring the footies out. Don't train. Just rock up and go again. They shouldn't be training at all. They should just be...
I don't know what that's going to do.
Well, I don't know either, but just go and start your preseason early. Get really fit. Start giving... You know what you should do? Give all the kids who haven't played a game yet just a crack.
Okay.
Now.
I like that. Mine will be the Swans because I thought they were going to win the granny. Now it looks like they won't win the 8.
Okay.
Winners for you? Winners for me are the Saints because I went down there.
Yeah, true. Mine are Essendon because we spray them a lot on here and this time they actually delivered for us.
Yep.
Which was good.
Liz Cock of the Week.
I am a good player. I'm a very good player.
We have here Massimo D'Ambrosio.
Yep.
He was actually, him and his family were actually on Roaming BT a couple of weeks ago as well, which
was
very
good.
Funny. Yeah, it was very good. I love BT. Essendon's number 3 pick from the 2022 NAB AFL mid-season rookie draft. So he was a Western Jets co-captain, Richmond VFL young gun, drew a top 3 selection after all, stellar start of the season, NAB League. We love that. We just love players that do it the rough way, and he has done it, and he's playing some good footy.
He has done the rough way, as did Dunks last week when he got the 250 games the hard way.
Upcoming tips, match of the round. How's this game? Now, that is looking good. Thursday or Friday night? Thursday night footy. Geelong, Melbourne. That could be the grand final preview.
It will be, and Geelong will smoke them.
And that's at GMHB Stadium again, Thursday night. Yeah.
Geelong will absolutely smack them.
I'm going to go Geelong as well.
Yeah.
Sydney Dogs.
Where is it?
It's at Sydney.
SCG.
Yeah. I'm going Sydney. Bounce back.
I'll go Sydney.
Yep.
Sydney.
That game, first game, Melbourne Geelong reminds me of the time Melbourne got beat by 170 points or something in the early 2000s.
Down there, yep.
And the next game reminds me of the grand final where Boyd kicked a goal. Fuck.
Yes. 94. Yeah.
94.
Collingwood, North. North will win this game.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Where is it?
At the G. I think they're ready for the taking, the Pies. I think North are going to come out.
I reckon North like it on the G as well.
Yeah, I think they do like
that
it.
That doesn't remind me of any games, if I'm being completely honest.
No, nothing.
Suns, Richmond.
Reminds me of the Terrence.
Yes. Nice.
Suns, Richmond. Richmond, Suns will win that game.
Suns win that game. Yep. And that reminds me of the first, I think when Jack Rewell kicked like 17 goals, or was that the first win?
Mine's when we beat him in Cairns.
The first win.
Something in Townsville. Yeah.
St Kilda Fremantle.
Oh, Marvel Stadium. St
that
Kilda
reminds
win that.
Me.
The grand
of
final.
Brett Peake.
Oh, Brett Peake.
Brett Peake.
I know Brett Peake, yeah. Good man, Brett Peake.
Brett Peake.
Don't know him at all, but he's a good man.
First final for St Kilda. Oh, okay. Oh, there. Nice. Preview. I like that. First,
yeah, nice
they've
insight.
Got to win this game to
Port Giants,
solidify an 8 spot.
Port will win.
I'm going to go. Who did you tip out of Saints or Dockers?
I pick Saints.
Okay, I'm going to go Dockers.
And I pick Port over the Giants.
Yeah, I'll probably go Port as well.
Brizzy and Essendon.
Joey Danaher Cup.
Brizzy, yeah, it is actually. They still angry at him?
Brizzy, I reckon maybe. I don't know.
Could be. Brizzy win that. Hawthorn, Adelaide. In where Marvel?
Marble.
A lot of Marble's getting absolute workout.
It's marvelous.
Big workbench this weekend.
Hawks for me.
Adelaide for mine.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And, Eagles,
my
Blues.
God, who is awake for this game? 4:40 p.m.
4:40 on Sunday afternoon. Wow.
Mate, just put it on at midnight.
Blues win.
Make it easy for us.
Blues win that.
Blues win easy.
Now.
Give us something here. It's going to be great. What's this
going to
be?
This time of the week. Now, I'm going to just say it off the bat straight away.
You're sorry for last week?
I'm sorry for last week.
Well, yeah.
Things go up and down here.
On the ratings on Netflix. Pick,
and I want to say something. I know you're not going to like this already. I know you're not going to like this already.
What is it?
Now.
If it's fucking Thor or something.
No, it's not Thor. Now, when I want to change the rules of Priority Pick, it doesn't mean that it's something that you've never heard of before. It just means what I'm watching at the moment and what I'm enjoying from now on.
Something's Toy Story or something. Super popular.
I've been watching, and it's interesting. The reason it's interesting is I know this was good already.
Come on.
No,
scary.
I already knew this was good.
I know
good.
What you're doing.
I knew it was a great series. It'd been referred to me so many times, and I just had never sat down and actually watched
Harry
it.
Harry Potter.
No, I love Harry Potter, but it's not that.
Don't know what that is.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't know what that is.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, good True Detective. Oh, well, let me get up some notes on it then.
Yeah.
True Detective on IMDb. This is like one of the best series of all time. It's three seasons. I'm just watching the first season. Apparently, the second season and third season aren't as good.
Mm.
But in it is Matthew McConaughey.
Yep.
Who we love.
Mm.
And Woody Harrelson.
Yep.
Who we love.
Yep.
And, yeah, it says police officers and detectives around the USA are forced to face dark secrets about themselves and people around them while investigating. And what I love about this series, it goes from reflective of things in the past to where they are now to the past to where they are now. So it's like you can tell where they are. Something's happened, they move on, and it's like back, forward, back, forward, back, forward. So I absolutely love it. It's very good. It's one of like the best series. 8.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Okay.
It's on Binge.
Yeah.
So I just got Binge. I've been watching that. And no, you're not having my password for it. So jump on it. You haven't seen it?
Nah, does nothing for me.
Really?
Even the description does
Murder
nothing
mystery?
For me. Nothing
don't
for
like
me.
Don't like it?
Nah, yuck.
You like Matthew McConaughey, though?
Hey, you know
though?
What? No.
Like Matthew McConaughey?
You know what you have to watch?
You like Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
He's in it.
I do.
What's Woody Harrelson's a good actor,
called?
Too.
Have you seen a movie called...
Did I tell you I saw Elvis?
Oh, have you seen Elvis already?
I saw it. I went to the movies.
Really?
Shit.
By yourself?
I talked about that. No, I went with Jazz. Very good.
Nice.
Really good.
Hey, have you seen a movie called Midsummer?
I don't know what mid means. When people say mid, what does that mean?
What, when something's mid?
Like, no, so it says, oh, that's mid.
Oh, like average.
Average, you're right. Midsummer's Day?
No, it's called M-I-D-S-O-M-M-R, about the cult, and how, like, it's a twisted cult on Netflix. Have you seen this?
Charles was watching this the other night.
Yes, very twisted.
Okay.
They burn someone alive in a bear.
Okay.
They got a bear and then put him in there and burn him inside it.
All right. I won't really watch that.
So watch that one if you're looking for some
But I've
rules.
Been watching True Detective. You want to watch that. So let me know what you think. Anything else from you?
No, that's it.
Nailed it again.
That's up.
Produce.
Sign us out. Go on, keep going. Get us out of here.
That's
get us out
say.
Of here.
Thanks again to... I just want to say, before we leave, how much I love the
Come
community
on.
Priority Pick, because I know I have been leaving it down a little bit.
Yep.
I've actually got a couple of messages of lately saying, Dil, give it a bit more. Put some more effort in. So I have, obviously, today.
Let me just say something to everyone out there before
let
we go.
Let me just say one
no,
more
let
thing,
me just
before,
one thing
before you
before
jump
before
in.
You go, let me say one thing.
To the community at Priority Pick, I don't know where I'd be without you.
Yeah. And let me just say...
And I just want to finish that by saying thank you so much for your love and support. And that's pretty much all I have to say
okay,
on
then,
that.
Then let me just
that's
say
a,
one more
all,
thing.
That's all I need to say.
Let me say one more thing to everyone who listens to this show.
So we better wrap it up.
No. If it's anyone getting... who's ever listened, whether it be a second or every episode...
No, it's getting to the end because we've got to wrap it up.
Yeah, it is. But let me just say this to everyone out there who's...
And I'll jump in on this
no,
as well.
No, I just...
I'll jump in as well.
No. I would fucking die for all of you.
And I agree.
And I love you. And I love you way more than Dil.
No.
And
no.
I would literally, you guys mean
I'd die
so
for anyone out
much
here.
To me.
More to me.
And I can't wait to see you again in person.
Yeah. And I love you all so much more. So thank you so much. And that's the end of the
and
show.
Let me just say one more
I just
thing.
Love you guys.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. And he's celebrating a point. Jack.